The word today is father. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. The role of being a father carries a huge responsibility, including modeling integrity, wisdom, and faith for our children. Our teacher has personal experience in fatherhood as he and his wife are raising two sons. Here to share how he has grown as a family leader is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Father.
The other day I had one of those super dad moments. I was playing basketball with my two sons, and as I was walking off the court at the end of the game, I decided to make a dramatic shot. I tried a long-distance hook shot. A hook shot is where you turn sideways to the hoop, and taking one hand, you cradle the ball, and then you launch it over your head toward the hoop. Well, it was a fantastic moment because the ball sailed about 8 meters or about 25 feet, hit the backboard, and swished right through the rim. Both of my boys whipped their heads around and stared at me with astonishment, and I just laughed. It was one of those priceless moments where they thought, "That's amazing." I would love to have those moments all the time. If only my boys could see me at my best every moment. But that's not the case. And every father knows this. Every guy who is trying to model decency and goodness to his children, everyone who wants to raise a son or daughter with dignity and pride, we know that our kids aren't going to see us all the time at our best. But God gives us a little bit of a tip, a little insight as to how we can be good parents to our children. I'd like to share with you from Luke chapter 11. Luke 11 is the section in the Gospel of Luke where Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray, teaches them what we know as the Lord's Prayer. He says, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, give us each your daily bread, forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.'" It's a beautiful prayer, seeking from God the Father the strength and the wisdom, the insight, the integrity to live as he wishes us to be. And later on, just a few verses later, he has this to say, "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I think about this and about the role of being a dad, a father, and how to raise up children. We aren't going to be the best all the time, but we need to seek to be as good as we can be for the sake of our children. You know, some men seem to be fairly arrogant. They think they're at their best all the time. And if they're caught lacking or falling down on the job, there's always an excuse, there's always an explanation, instead of just admitting that they've failed and picking up themselves and moving on and bettering themselves, they're always looking to blame someone else or something else. That's one thing that we've tried to teach our sons is don't blame anybody else. Don't try to blame it on the circumstances when you've failed. Admit your shortcomings and do better. You know, dads have a permanent audience in their children. They always seem to be watching, always seem to be listening to what we are doing, analyzing us, studying us to see what we are going to say and what we're going to do. That's why we need to be godly and consistent in our actions. And these words from Jesus help us to seek to give good gifts to our children, things that will help build their character and not tear down their spirit, things that will shore them up and make them honest and full of integrity and spiritual strength, as opposed to being weak-minded or motivated by things that are immoral or impure. Jesus talks about good gifts here. And of course, in the Lord's Prayer, he's teaching us that God the Father wants to give us good gifts. He gives us our daily bread. Everything we need physically to live is a blessing from a Heavenly Father. He forgives us our sins and gives us his love and mercy and his compassion. And of course, that's heightened in the person of Jesus Christ. And we see in his suffering on the cross for us, God's phenomenal love and commitment to us. God also helps to lead us away from temptation, not into temptation. He helps curb the evil that would assault us. And he helps us to navigate through the world with a sense of decency and moral rectitude instead of the worldliness and the wickedness that's in people's hearts. So God the Father gives us all kinds of great things because he loves us. He's a good father. And so obviously we are, as fathers, to display similar good gifts for our children. You know, there's some things that men do that are not good gifts for their kids. Some men have temper tantrums and can't control their violent outbursts. Some men delight in ridicule and name-calling, one-upmanship, it's called. Some men conduct themselves inappropriately, having affairs, over-drinking, doing recreational drugs. You know what? The children see these things. These are not appropriate gifts for our children. We need to give our children good things. And in order to do that, we as men have to sometimes grow up ourselves and take upon ourselves the responsibility of being a good father. I have a plaque in my office that summarizes this so well. And this plaque just simply says, growing old is natural. Growing up is spiritual. And I think about that so many times. You're going to grow old whether you care to or not. Your body is aging, and someday you're going to be an old codger. Well, you know, you might be young and strong, and you might be a vibrant dad now, but you're aging. It's inevitable. But will you grow up? Will you mature in your spirit? Will you go from being wild and rambunctious? Will you go to be thoughtful and moral and have integrity? You see, God has three gifts that I think he wants fathers to give to their children. And the first is purpose. Children need to know who they are. They need to know their purpose in life. And it's not good enough just to let them think that they are mutants that have come down through the ages, through evolution. That's garbage. A kid is not going to have a proper sense of purpose in life. We as fathers need to teach our children that we exist because of the hands of a loving Creator who has made us, and that we exist in order to love and serve God and to serve other people, and that there's nothing more important in this world than to be a person of God, that our value lies in Christ, and that our reputation is critical, that we live in accord with that purpose. Another thing a father needs to give to his children is wisdom. Authentic wisdom Discernment is another way that it's stated. That we have faith and knowledge to guide our actions so that we're not just going on what we feel like at the moment, but that we operate from godly motives, that we seek wisdom from the Bible, that we're reading it and learning from it. Just recently, I've been listening again on CD to the Bible, and I listen to it while I'm driving in the car. And I'm in the book of Proverbs right now, and it always strikes me, the phrase that says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Your whole premise for understanding life, for having the proper motives, for having guidance in what you do in life starts with your relationship with God. And of course, in that relationship, you need to come to know His Son Jesus, who gave His life for you in order that you might be saved. Another thing a father needs to give to his child is security, responsibility, that the father practices his faith, that he tithes and gives his gifts, that he prays and that his children see him praying, that he worships God with the community. You know, it's one thing to just talk about things like dignity and worth and things like that. It's another to demonstrate it, and the children need to see this. Father also needs to be loving and kind and tender toward his wife and to be strong for her and not strong against her. There are so many ways which a father can be just like God our Father, who loves us and invites us. In verse 13, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give His Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? If you lack discernment and wisdom, ask God for it. Seek it. Go to His Word." God wants you to be a good father, to raise your children with dignity and hope and purpose. Just like God the Father loves you, He wants you to be able to show love to your children and be a wonderful, loving, good father to them.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Growth. God desires that we grow spiritually, and this booklet will help you grow in your faith and relationship to Jesus Christ. You can ask for your free copy when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.